Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Vam Rebbe Shua ben Levi, B'shah Shiyar and Moshe l'mefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Kabbalah Satorah, Bas Satan Va'amr Lefanav, the Satan came and said, Ribono Shel Olam, Torah Meheichon Hi, what happened to the Torah? Where did it go? Amar Lo, Hashem said, Nisati Ala Aretz, I've given it to the world downstairs. Halach Etzel Aretz, so he went to the earth, and Amar La, Torah Heichon Hi, where is the Torah? After all, the Torah can't be held in the earth. The Torah is aruka me'aretz mida. It's bigger than the whole earth. So amrlo. So the earth said, Elokim hevin darka. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the end of the pasuk is v'hu yada es mekoma. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows where in the olam hatachton the Torah could actually fit. Halachei tzalyam. He went to the sea and asked that. After all, the Torah is rechava mineyam. So Amarlo eni madi. He says the sea said I don't have it. Halachei tzel tohom went to the depths. Amarlo ein bi. The depth said I don't have it. Shneimar tohom amarlo vihi viyam amar ein imadi. That's what the pasuk says, that each of them deny having it. Avadon v'maves amru, baznenu shamanu shima, that we didn't accept it. Avadon and Maves said we didn't accept it, but we heard about it being given. Chazavam l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shalom, chipasti b'chol aretz v'lo matzasiya. So the Satan goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, I don't understand. I looked all over the place and I couldn't find it. So Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, lech etzel ben Amram, go to Moshe Rabbeinu, go to ben Amram. Halach etzel Moshe, Amar lo, Torah shenasa lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heichan hi. So he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, where is the Torah? There's no way you could fulfill the Torah because you're just a human being. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, who would I be that you think that Hashem would even give me the Torah? I'm a nobody. So Hashem said to Moshe, what are you, a liar? What are you doing over here? So Amar lefanu ribono shelam, chamud gnuza yeshcha shatim shtasheya b'chol yom, ani achzik tova la'atzmi, that you have this special treasure that you delight in every day, and I'm going to take credit for it, that I'm ra'ui to be mekabel the Torah, mitzidi, that I'm a yelud isha, I'm a human being, yeah, I definitely would not be ra'ui to receive the Torah. It's just that you gave me from the Ziv Shechina, you gave me this tremendous gift. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, hol miyat ta'atzmecha, since you minimize yourself, tikra al shemecha, the Torah is going to be called by your name, shenemar, because the pasuk says, zichru toras Moshe avdi, v'amar Rabbi Shobel Levi also says, "B'shal Shalom Moshe Lamarim." When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Mitzol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shoyekosher Ksarim LaOsios. He found that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns on the letters. Amar Lo, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Moshe, Ein Shalom Bi'irecha." Is there is it not normal in where you come from to greet someone, to give shalom? Why didn't you greet me with shalom? So Amar lefan of klum yeshevet shnosin shalom l'rabo. Is it proper derech eretz that an eved is going to give shalom to his master? Amar lo ha'ilecha la'azreini. So he said, you should have said that I should be matzliach. So miyad, so right away Moshe Rabbeinu learned this, and the next time Amar lo v'ata yigdal na koach Hashem kasher dibarta. So he gave like a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now brings another maimer from Rabbi Shobel Levi about the mistake that led to the Chere Egel. Rabbi Shimon Levi, my dechsiv vayar ha'am kivoshesh Moshe, that the people saw that Moshe was delaying, was tarrying in coming down the mountain. Why does it say boshesh? Why not just say she'icher Moshe, that he was late? Al tikri boshesh ela ba'ushesh. So it's obvious, it's using this word so that we can learn from it that it could be read as ba'ushesh. B'shar shal Moshe l'marom, amr lehen li Israel, the sofar, ba'im yom, b'tchila sheish, aniba. Moshe Rabbeinu said, after 40 days, and the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when I'm going to come down. So, the sofar, ba'im yom, means 40 full days with the nights. But that day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up didn't count as one of those days, because the laila of that day had already passed. But they made a mistake, and they thought that he meant 40 days counting the day that he went up. The sofar, ba'im yom, when it came the end of 40 days, the way they were cheshmoning the 40 days, and it was ready after the sixth hour of the day, Bas Satan Vir Bevis Olam, the Satan came and darkened the world, and he showed this dark cloud and this confusion, so that people will say that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and that's why there's this dark cloud coming down on the world. So Amar Lehen Moshe Rabchem Heichon Hu, and the Satan said, where is Moshe your teacher? So Allah Lamarum, they said he Amrulo, Allah Lamarum, they said he went up on high to get the Torah. Amar Lehen Ba'ushesh, so the Satan said, but the sixth hour has already come and gone. V'lo Hishkichu Alav, and they didn't pay any attention to him. So he said, Mace, V'lo Hishkichu Alav, but they didn't believe him that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and they didn't pay attention to him. Then Herilahen Dumus Mitaso, he showed them an image of Moshe Rabbeinu's of Moshe Rabbeinu's coffin floating in the air in Shemayim, and then they trusted him that Moshe Rabbeinu had died, and that's why they committed the Egel. V'hainu D'Karmile, and that's what the Karmile Laron, that's why they said to Aaron, Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish. They said, Kizeh Moshe Ish Lo Yodana Mehayilo. Zeh is always more be'etzba, that you could point to something with a finger, meaning it was right in front of them, because here was this image that was right in front of their faces. So Amalei Humei Rabbanan, the Rav Kahana, a new issue. One of the Rabbanan said to the Rav Kahana, Mishmi Allah, my Har Sinai, do you know why it's called Har Sinai? So Amalei Har Shanaslo Nisim Li Yisrael, because it was a mountain that miracles happened for the Jewish people. Well then, Har Nisai Mi Bayulei, it should be called Har Nisai, not Har Sinai. Ella Har Shanasa Simin Tov Li Yisrael. It's a Har that Simin Tov happened for the Jewish people. Har Simanai Mi Bayulei, then it should be called Har Simanai. Amalei, my time lo shchichas kamed Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua, de ma'ini be'agadita. Why is it that you're not available by Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua, that are ma'ayin and divrei agada? From them you could have learned the Rav Chis of Rav Bredi Rav Huna, Damri Tavayu, my Har Sinai, Har Sheyarda Sino la'akum alav, that Har Sinai is so called because it's what brought the hatred of the non-Jews on the Jewish people. So the Gemara brings a Meim Rav Namorah that says just like that. V'ahenu Dam Rabbi Chamisha Shemos Yeshlo. Midbar Sinai has five names. Midbar Tzin, Shenitztavu Yisrael Alav. It's called Midbar Tzin because we received the mitzvahs of the Torah in Midbar Sinai. It's called Midbar Kodesh, Shenitzkadshu Yisrael Alav, because that's where we received our Kedusha. It's called Midbar Kedemos, Nitna Kaduma Alav, because that which came from very, very early on was given to us on that. And Midbar Paran, Shaparavuravu Aleha Yisrael, that the Jewish people were Paravuravu after Matan Torah. Midbar Sinai, Sheyarda Sina La'akum Alav. And Midbar Sinai, because the non Jews hate us as a result of it. Umashmo, but what's its real name? Chorev Shemo. Its real name is Chorev. Says the Gemara, Upliga de Rabbi Avahu, that the Shita of Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna that say that it's called Har Sinai because that's where the Goyim hate us from. That's against Rabbi Avahu. Dam Rabbi Avahu Har Sinai Shemo Veloma Nikra Har Chorev. Its real name is Har Sinai. Why is it called Har Chorev? Sheyar Dochur Vela Akum Alav. Because Churban came to Goyim as a result of the Kabbalah HaTorah that we got at Har Sinai. Okay, so we're going to stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Minayin Shekoshun Lashon Shel Zahoris.